And a very good morning indeed. Matt, how are you going?
I'm good, Dave. How are you this morning?
Terrific, and good to have you with us. Now, in this wonderful world of technology, it just seems to be getting better and better. I was reading an article the other day where you could get an external 80 terabyte external drive, and I thought, geez, haven't we come a long way in a very short time? And I guess we're going faster than we did even a couple of years ago. Things happening so quickly.
I mean, the past 50 years for technology have been mind-blowing, to say the least. When you think about the old term debugging, used to literally mean walking around a room that was a computer. Like, computers used to be the size of rooms, and having to go in there and get the bugs out of the, you know, the mainframes and stuff. That was what debugging used to mean. So, we've come a long way. Yes,
we have indeed. Now, the one I want to talk about to you today is they're called tiles. But the one I'm looking at is the DashEye Micro SD Reader. Now, for those of us who are listening, or me who's talking, who are getting on a bit, it just sounds like the most incredible thing, because it's like carrying an external hard drive on your keyring, almost.
Mm-hmm. This is doing the same sort of thing that USB sticks did for computers, you know, 10 years ago. Think of it as a new type of USB stick. Your phone and your iPhones and stuff, they don't have USB ports. They've got that one charging port at the bottom.
Yep.
So what this little DashEye does is it acts sort of like a USB drive, USB thumbstick, or a dongle, or whatever you want to call it. It plugs into the bottom of that and allows you some external storage. So if you have a smaller model of iPhone, I think the smallest you can get is 16 gig now, but you fill that up with all your family photos and all your videos and stuff, then you can plug one of these DashEyes into the bottom and maybe a 200 gig SD card, which is your generic camera SD card these days, you store all your photos on, and you can drag and drop all your data onto it, and it'll store it on there instead, which means that you can free up your phone.
And the other thing too is that, of course, the way I carry things around, anything on a keyring is going to get smashed and bashed. They're very, very hardy too. This one's here, it's made of aircraft-grade aluminium casing, so it can be carried anywhere you like. You can drop the damn thing and it doesn't crash, I suppose.
Definitely. Now, this isn't the first time that our external storage isn't available for iPhones and stuff, but this is the smallest one available. In this day and age of everything's mobile, we need to be on the move. The smaller, the better. So size really does matter in this case. And they did a Kickstarter project. And Kickstarter is something that a lot of people getting on, as you said, Dave, probably wouldn't be familiar with. Kickstarter is where someone has a brilliant idea, posts it online, and backers, the general public, go, I believe in that idea. I'm going to buy into that idea. So that the product isn't even out yet, but already people are sort of, you know, throwing money at it because they think it's going to be a good idea. This DashEye was actually a Kickstarter project and had a $20,000 goal, and it reached $66,300 over the course of its Kickstarter campaign.
Wow. Okay, we might talk a bit more about kickstarting later on, but just to finish this off then, so for someone who's listening now, and one of our great supporters here at Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding and all their electrical and store, then they've got them in stock now. So what would you use it for someone who... accessing your phone, you mentioned cameras, it can do a multitude of things by the sounds of it.
Yeah, you think about it as natural progression of your current phone. You plug it in and your phone suddenly gets bigger and able to store more, although you probably wouldn't want to leave it in because if you bump it, it might not be a good thing in the, you know, plugging your phone like that. Yeah. But you use it to back up your photos, you use it to store your videos, you use it to store your apps you don't use all the time. It's just, think about it like an external hard drive for your mobile device.